How to safely load passengers onto your bus. Loading passengers onto a vehicle, especially a bus, requires a systematic approach to ensure their safety and comfort. Here's a step-by-step guide. 1. Preparation. Vehicle readiness. Ensure the vehicle is parked in a safe and designated loading area. Engage parking brakes and turn off the engine. Accessibility. Lower the bus if it has a kneeling feature or deploy ramps for passengers with mobility devices. Ensure the accessibility features are operational and properly deployed. 2. Approach and communication. Greet passengers warmly and approach those who might need assistance, such as elderly individuals or passengers with disabilities. Communicate clearly and politely, providing guidance on the boarding process. 3. Boarding procedures. Assist passengers. Offer assistance to passengers with mobility needs, helping them navigate steps or use ramps if necessary. Ensure a steady pace and allow them ample time to board safely. Priority seating. Encourage passengers to give priority to individuals with disabilities, elderly passengers, or those with young children. Queue management. If there's a line, manage the queue to ensure an orderly boarding process. Provide guidance and instructions as needed. 4. Safety reminders. Remind passengers to hold on to handrails or seat backs while boarding and moving through the vehicle to prevent falls. Encourage children to wait for assistance while boarding and to sit safely in their seats. 5. Securement and comfort. Ensure passengers are comfortably seated and properly secured, especially those using seat belts or mobility devices. Assist in securing mobility devices using proper restraints or tie downs, ensuring they are safely positioned. 6. Clear communication. Announce important information, such as the next stop or any specific boarding instructions, to keep passengers informed throughout the journey. 7. Patience and assistance. Exercise patience, especially during peak times, and be prepared to offer additional assistance as needed. Address any concerns or questions from passengers promptly and courteously. 8. Departure preparation. Conduct a final check to ensure all passengers are safely aboard and settled before departure. Close doors and secure accessibility features, ensuring everything is in place for a safe journey. 9. Drive cautiously. Start driving slowly and cautiously, allowing passengers time to find their seats and get comfortable. By following these steps and maintaining a focus on passenger safety and comfort, loading passengers onto a vehicle can be efficiently and safely managed, providing a positive travel experience for everyone on board. How to safely unload passengers from your bus. Safely unloading passengers from a bus requires a systematic approach to ensure their safety and a smooth exit process. Here's a step-by-step guide. 1. Preparation. Stop in designated unloading area. Park the bus in a safe and designated unloading zone away from traffic. Prepare accessibility features. If applicable, deploy ramps or lower the bus for passengers with mobility devices. 2. Communication and preparation for exit. Announce arrival. Inform passengers that the bus has reached the destination or stop. Use clear and audible announcements. Be ready to assist passengers who may require help, such as individuals with disabilities, elderly passengers, or those with children. 3. Unloading procedures. Open doors and accessibility features. Open doors and deploy ramps or lift platforms if needed for passengers with mobility devices. Assist exit. Stand at the exit to assist passengers with disembarking safely. Guide them and offer support if necessary, especially on steps or ramps. 4. Priority assistance. Give priority. Allow passengers who need additional time or assistance to exit first, including individuals with mobility devices, elderly passengers, or those with young children. Maintain order. If there's a line, manage the flow to ensure an orderly exit process. Provide guidance and instructions as needed. 5. Safety reminders. Encourage safe exiting. Remind passengers to hold handrails and to watch their step while disembarking to prevent falls or accidents. Provide clear information. Communicate important details such as the location of the exit or any specific disembarking instructions. Assistance and patience. Offer assistance. Be attentive to passengers' needs and offer help to those who may require it, ensuring a safe and comfortable exit. Exercise patience. Allow passengers to disembark at their own pace, especially those who may need extra time or assistance. 7. Farewells and departure preparation. Bid farewell and thank passengers as they exit the bus, maintaining a friendly and courteous demeanor. conduct a final check to ensure all passengers have disembarked safely before preparing for departure. 8 safety checks in departure. Close doors and retract accessibility features securely. Perform safety checks, ensuring no passengers are left on board, and prepare for departure to the next stop. By following these steps and prioritizing passenger safety and assistance, the unloading process can be conducted efficiently, ensuring a safe and positive end to the journey for all passengers. Safe management of standing passengers. Managing standing passengers on a bus requires attention to their safety and comfort to ensure a secure and pleasant journey for everyone on board. Here are safety measures and considerations for managing standing passengers. 1. Clear communication. Use clear and audible announcements to inform passengers about standing availability and encourage them to hold on to handrails or grab handles. 2. Safety equipment and features. Ensure that handrails or grab handles are easily accessible and properly maintained for passengers to hold on to while standing. If available, use anti-slip flooring or materials to reduce the risk of slipping for standing passengers. 3. Secure stance and posture. Encourage standing passengers to maintain a secure stance and avoid sudden movements or swaying as the bus moves. Advise passengers to distribute their weight evenly and hold onto handrails for stability. 4. Allow space and accessibility. Ensure adequate space and accessibility for standing passengers, avoiding overcrowding in aisles or blocking emergency exits. Ensure that standing passengers do not obstruct doorways, exits, or the driver's view. 5. Operator awareness. Drivers should be vigilant and make gradual stops or accelerations to prevent sudden jolts that could endanger standing passengers. Be mindful of road conditions, curves, and sudden maneuvers to maintain a smooth and safe ride for standing passengers. 6. Monitoring and assistance. Periodically check on standing passengers during the journey, especially at stops or during passenger boarding, to ensure their comfort and safety. Offer assistance or guidance to passengers who might need it, especially those with mobility concerns or who may have difficulty standing for prolonged periods. 7. Emergency preparedness. Instruct standing passengers on emergency procedures and the location of emergency exits in case of unforeseen circumstances. Ensure that standing passengers are also aware of safety measures and evacuation procedures in the event of an emergency. 8. Regulatory compliance. Ensure compliance with local regulations regarding the number of standing passengers allowed and safety requirements for standing accommodations. 9. Consider seating arrangements. Encourage passengers to occupy available seats whenever possible to reduce the need for standing and promote overall safety and comfort. By implementing these safety measures and maintaining awareness of standing passengers' needs, bus operators can effectively manage standing passengers, prioritizing their safety, comfort, and overall travel experience. How to deal with disruptive passengers. Dealing with disruptive passengers, whether students or adults, requires a calm and composed approach focused on diffusing the situation while prioritizing the safety and well-being of all on board. Here's a guide on how to handle disruptive passengers. 1. Stay calm and maintain composure. Keep a calm demeanor and avoid escalating the situation with confrontational behavior or language. 2. Assess the situation. Assess the level of disruption and potential risk to safety. Determine if the disruptive behavior is mild, moderate, or potentially threatening. 3. Verbal engagement. Approach the disruptive passenger calmly and respectfully. Use a neutral tone of voice and address them politely. Politely request the disruptive passenger to calm down or modify their behavior without engaging in arguments or confrontation. 4. De-escalation techniques. Use de-escalation techniques such as active listening, acknowledging their concerns, and empathizing with their situation if applicable. Attempt to redirect their focus or offer a solution to address their concerns if feasible. 5. Seek assistance. If the situation escalates or poses a threat to safety, discreetly signal for assistance from colleagues or authorities, such as school staff, security personnel, or law enforcement. Promptly notify relevant authorities or dispatch if necessary, especially in cases of severe disruption or potential danger. 6. Prioritize passenger safety. Ensure the safety and comfort of other passengers on board. Consider relocating them away from the disruptive individual if feasible. 7, firmness with boundaries. Clearly communicate and enforce onboard rules and regulations, emphasizing the need for mutual respect and adherence to safety protocols. Set clear boundaries and consequences for continued disruptive behavior, making the disruptive passenger aware of the potential consequences if the behavior persists. 8, document the incident. Maintain documentation of the incident, including details of what occurred, actions taken, and any witnesses present. This documentation can be valuable if further action or reporting is required. 9. Follow protocols and procedures. Follow established protocols or procedures outlined by the transportation company or institution for handling disruptive passengers. Report the incident to relevant authorities or management, providing accurate details of the situation. Handling disruptive passengers requires tact, patience, and a focus on diffusing tension while prioritizing the safety and comfort of all passengers. Training and familiarity with protocols for handling disruptive behavior are crucial for bus operators or staff to effectively manage such situations.